It's been said that laughter is the best medicine, and Priscilla Fajeda takes this saying to heart when she walks down the halls of the Municipal Cancer Hospital in Centro Sao Paulo, dressed up as her clown alter ego, the Tambourine Doctor. Tapping her tambourine and armed with balloon animals, she's here on her monthly visit, trying to smile with cancer patients, both young and old, with fellow volunteers from the NGO she works with, called Presente de Alegria, or the Presence of Happiness.
Presente Alegria is an NGO that believes there's another way to make people feel better. With energy and happiness, we visit orphanage and old people home, and then hospitals, and then we just put the red nose and then bring happiness to the person, because sometimes you are in these places and then you don't believe that you can be better, you just get depressed all the time. So we are not doctors, but we are happiness doctors, I don't know, clown doctors. We have the heart, only the heart. So we bring this to the person.
On her first stop, Priscilla and her fellow clown doctors meet Manuela, a baby suffering from leukemia. Manuela's parents welcome the visit.
We really liked the visit. We were actually talking about it yesterday, how they came around during Christmas. But we need this more than just at Christmas, because we feel sadness because of Manuela's illness all the time. And you guys came today. But yes, we like it a lot. It's really good.
But not all the kids here like it when the clown doctors come around. Like 8-year-old Flavio. He calls Priscilla boring. For him, Priscilla's happiness and balloon animals are an interruption to his video game. But when she goes down a floor to visit several adults suffering from cancer, Priscilla and the other clown doctors are greeted differently. Priscilla meets Alberto, an older man with thick glasses who used to sing Brazilian sertanejo music on television. His daughter helps him fill in the gaps when he's not able to talk because of the bandages wrapped around his throat and the IV connected to the side of his neck. His thick mustache flaps up and down as he tries to tell the story of how he met his wife at the circus. They've been married for over 40 years. And one of the last patients Priscilla visits is Francisco Marchin, a frail man in his 70s who motions for her to come in for a chat when she pokes her head into his hospital room. Priscilla starts to pump a long, skinny balloon and then twists it to make what kind of looks like a dog. Francisco starts to tell Priscilla about his career as an architect in Sao Paulo.
I helped design the Galleria Dorocchi and several other stores in Igortami Shopping, along with other shopping centers.
Priscilla reflects on her meeting with the architect, São Francisco.
It's kind of a lesson, because it doesn't matter how much money or how much things you made in your life, material stuff, because everybody can get sick. Now, the only things he has is what he did with the heart. If he had a nice wife, daughter and sisters, and he gave love to this person, now the person is returning to him because he's sick. If he just made material stuff, he would just be sad now. He already made buildings, but now he needs to build happiness. Because if he's not happy, he's not going to be out of here. Someday you're going to need just love. You're not going to need your material stuff.
After knocking on doors and visiting cancer patients all morning, the day quickly comes to an end. With a smile on her face, she talks about why she comes back every month.
Because I like to meet people. I always believe everybody has something to change. And I learn a lot coming here. The best thing I have, I think, it's love. I have too much all the time, and then I need to share. But I don't think it's just me. I think everybody have love, but some people are just a little close about that, a little. But I need to give this, so this place is perfect for me, because I give everything I have, and then I receive a lot.
This is Sheena Rossiter for DW in Sao Paulo.